CBS News special report, a controversial new member of Congress is losing her House committee assignments, Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene, with a long record of public and social media posts described this way by Florida Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
The point here is that she has promoted and advocated violence.
For her part, Congresswoman Greene now claims
big media companies can take teeny tiny pieces of words that I've said, that you have said, any of us, and can portray us into someone that we're not. And that is wrong.
Political analyst Larry Sabato.
Congresswoman Greene is part of a much larger movement that has situated itself within the Republican Party. It's not just the QAnon conspiracy folks. It's people who question 9/11, whether it really happened.
The vote was along mostly partisan lines. CBS News Special Report, I'm Tom Foote.
Continuing our live coverage tonight with WTOP Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller. Mitch, what do we know about the 11 Republicans who voted with the Democrats tonight to sanction Congresswoman Greene?
Well, Dimitri, it's interesting. Several of these lawmakers voted for impeachment during the earlier impeachment proceedings related to former President Trump. Among them, Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who has, of course, been a very vocal critic of former President Trump. Others are John Katko of New York. He voted for impeachment. Fred Upton of Michigan. He voted for impeachment. Also a member of the Problem Solvers, which is an effort to get Republicans and Democrats together. Also, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania. He voted to certify the election results of Pennsylvania going against the grain on the GOP. And then also a freshman lawmaker, Young Kim of California, who has pledged to vote across the aisle, also joining with the 11 Republicans.
Now, people may recall former Iowa Congressman Stephen King, who was stripped of his committee assignments. How does this situation differ? And ultimately, what does it mean for Greene?
That's right, Kent. Well, a lot of people do remember that case, and they're asking, what is the difference here? Well, there's a huge difference. First of all, Steve King was pulled by the Republican leadership. A lot of people in the Republican side said he had to go. In this case, it is the Democrats on the House side getting enough votes to have the whole House pull Marjorie Taylor Greene off of her assignment. So that is a huge difference. In fact, the House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, said he has checked with the parliamentarian and he believes this is unprecedented. Republicans warning that this could basically happen to Democrats if they get a Democratic lawmaker in trouble down the line. Now, what this means for Marjorie Taylor Greene is that she is going to be very isolated in terms of not really having any assignments that most of the lawmakers do. Most of the freshman lawmakers have at least two assignments. Some actually have three. What will be different, though, with King is she will probably not be as isolated as he was because she does have a large amount of support within the Republican Party. Obviously, 199 people voted for her tonight on the GOP side. Also, she is raising a lot of money in connection with saying that she is being basically isolated and fought against by Democrats and the media.
Beyond what you've said, Mitch, she told the Washington Examiner she's going to take this opportunity to go on the road and try to recruit new Republican members that she says believe the same things that she does.
Right, absolutely. And it's interesting to note that when she was on the House floor, a lot of attention, of course, given to her comments today, but she never actually apologized. She went through what her personal history was with QAnon. So she's really not making any apologies here. And I think what we're going to see from her is more of that, Dimitri. She's going to remain feisty. She's going to try to basically carry the flag of former President Trump. And of course, he has indicated he's a strong supporter of her.
Well, what a night here. WTOP Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller. Mitch, thanks.
You bet.